This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How patient hearing builds emotional authority. Why listening without rushing is a quiet source of real influence. In short, patient hearing is the deliberate practice of receiving what someone says fully before you respond, and it earns a form of authority over difficult people that assertiveness alone never can. Most people hear while planning their reply. Patient hearing means suspending that entirely. The authority it builds is emotional. The other person trusts that you will not distort or dismiss what they said. This trust is the precondition for any real change in how a difficult person responds to you. Definition: patient hearing builds credibility in difficult conversations by giving the other person the experience of being fully received before any response is offered. It is the discipline of listening without rushing to fix, judge, or defend, sustained even under interpersonal pressure. There is a pattern I have watched repeat itself across 6 decades of working with people who communicate under pressure. Someone is dealing with a difficult colleague, a hostile client, or an angry team member. They have good intentions. They prepare well. And still the conversation falls apart within the first 2 minutes. When I ask what happened, the answer is almost always the same: they started speaking too soon. Patient hearing is not a technique for staying quiet. It is a practice that changes what the other person believes about you, and when it works, it does not just settle a tense moment, it shifts the entire relational dynamic. By the end of this article, you will understand exactly why that happens and why most people never get there. What most people think hearing is. Most people believe they are reasonably good listeners. They make eye contact, they nod, they wait for a pause. But what they are actually doing, nearly all of the time, is managing the conversation from the inside, tracking what they agree with, preparing the correction, deciding when to interrupt. The body is present. The mind is already elsewhere. This is especially true with difficult people. When someone is hostile, critical, or relentlessly negative, the urge to defend yourself or redirect the conversation is almost immediate. That urge is natural. It is also the exact thing that prevents you from gaining any ground. What patient hearing actually demands is something harder. You receive what is being said before you do anything else with it. No internal editing. No preparing the rebuttal while they're still talking. You track their words, their tone, and the meaning underneath both. This is a different skill from simply not interrupting, and the difference is everything. The mechanism that makes patient hearing build emotional authority. Here is the truth of it. Emotional authority is not about dominance or persuasion. It is about being the person in the room whose responses can be trusted to reflect what actually happened, not what you wanted to hear or what made you comfortable. Difficult people are, almost without exception, people who believe they are not being heard. This belief drives most of the behavior you find exhausting: the repetition, the escalation, the stonewalling, the chronic complaint. They have learned, through enough experiences of being dismissed or talked over, that they must push hard to get through. When you meet that pattern with patient hearing, you remove the thing that sustains it. The mechanism works in 3 movements. First, when you stay fully attentive without visible reaction, you signal self-regulation. The other person reads this as strength, not weakness. You are not rattled. That alone shifts the power in the room. Second, when you demonstrate through your response that you actually received what was said, including the uncomfortable parts, you earn a specific kind of credibility. Not the credibility of being clever or well-informed, but the credibility of being reliable. They know their words will not be distorted. Third, and this is the part most people miss entirely, the act of being heard changes what the other person needs from the conversation. They came in needing to be received. Once they are, the demand drops. The conversation can move. This is why patient hearing builds emotional authority where argument and correction cannot. Argument confirms their fear of being dismissed. Patient hearing dissolves it. What this looks like when it plays out. Consider a team leader dealing with a member who brings the same grievance, week after week, about being overlooked in decisions. The leader's instinct is to explain the rationale, correct the misperception, or simply tell the person they have been heard and move on. All 3 of these cut the conversation short. The person leaves with the same unresolved need and returns next week. Patient hearing would look different. The leader stays physically still, tracks the specific words being used, and does not move to explain anything until the person has finished completely. Then, before offering any perspective, the leader reflects back the core of what was said, not a paraphrase designed to soften it, but a direct acknowledgement of the actual complaint. This reflection is not agreement. It is reception, and it is the step that most leaders skip because it feels like losing ground. It is, in fact, the step that creates the ground you need. For more on how to build this kind of environment where people feel safe enough to speak honestly in the first place, what psychological safety is and how it drives team synergy gives a strong foundation for the work. A second scenario, a colleague who becomes aggressive in feedback conversations. They interrupt, they dismiss, they escalate. Every attempt to redirect them provokes more resistance. The normal response is to match their energy or shut down entirely. Patient hearing offers a third path. You stay measurably calm. You absorb what they are saying without visible defense, and when they have run out of steam, you speak slowly and specifically to what they raised. The aggression has no fuel left. You did not feed it, and you did not retreat from it. That combination is what earns authority in the other person's mind. You can read more about managing the emotional weight of feedback exchanges in Emotional Intelligence and Feedback Conversations. Why the underlying mechanism goes unrecognized. Several things conspire to keep people from understanding why patient hearing actually works. The first is that silence looks passive. In most communication cultures, the person who speaks most is the person who appears most confident. Staying quiet feels like ceding ground, even when the opposite is true. So people rush to fill the space, and they mistake that rush for strength. The second is that the results of patient hearing are delayed. You do not see the shift immediately in the difficult person's behavior. It accumulates over several conversations. Because people rarely connect those later improvements to the quality of hearing they offered three conversations back, they never build the practice deliberately. The third is more subtle. When you truly hear someone who is being difficult, you receive things that are uncomfortable, criticism that has some truth in it, frustration that reflects a real gap, anger that your choices contributed to. Most people do not want to receive this without the protection of a quick response. Patient hearing requires you to sit with that discomfort without immediately defending yourself. That takes a form of courage that is easy to underestimate. If you want to understand how this connects to the broader conditions that allow honest communication to happen, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is worth reading alongside this. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. Three practical consequences you can act on now. Understanding the mechanism changes how you prepare for difficult conversations. These three implications follow directly from how patient hearing actually works. Remove the internal rehearsal during the other person's speaking time. The habit of planning your response while someone talks is the single biggest barrier to patient hearing. It splits your attention precisely when you need it whole. Before your next difficult conversation, set a clear intention you will form no response until they have finished. This is not passive. It is disciplined. Use brief verbal acknowledgements, not reassurances. Short, specific responses like I hear that forgo and signal attentiveness without redirecting. Reassurances like I understand how you feel often read as dismissals because they are offered too quickly and too broadly. Specific acknowledgement is harder to manufacture and more credible for it. You will also find that how to ensure every participant gets heard builds on exactly this principle in group settings. Pause before you speak. Genuinely pause 2 or 3 seconds of visible stillness after the other person finishes. This does two things at once. It signals that you processed what was said rather than waiting for your turn, and it gives the other person a moment to add anything they held back. What comes out in those final few seconds is often the real issue. How to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback shows how to carry this attentiveness directly into feedback, which is where difficult conversations most often sharpen. You can also look at how empathy bridges in team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy, for how the same discipline of receiving before responding scales across a whole team dynamic, for structured approaches to the response that follows patient hearing, how to use the SPY method to give feedback that actually changes behavior gives you a clear framework for what to say once you have truly listened. Before you can lead the conversation, you have to receive it. There is a reason that the people you most trust to handle a crisis are really the loudest ones in the room. They are the ones who gather before they respond. They absorb what is actually happening rather than reacting to the surface of it. That quality does not come from training courses or personality.
It comes from repeated, deliberate practice of receiving before responding.
Patient hearing builds emotional authority precisely because it is rare. In a world that rewards speed and volume, someone who listens with genuine patience stands out.
The difficult person in front of you is almost certainly never experienced it without a catch. When you offer it cleanly, without an agenda behind it, something shifts in them. Not always immediately, but it shifts.
This much I know for certain: the conversations that turned around the hardest situations I have ever been part of were not turned by the right argument. They were turned by someone being genuinely received, often for the first time in a long while.
Patient hearing builds that moment.
Practice it long enough, and it becomes the ground you stand on. Frequently asked questions. What does patient hearing mean in communication?
Patient hearing means listening to someone fully without interrupting, planning your response, or moving to fix the problem while they're still speaking. It is the practice of receiving what is being said before reacting.
This is especially powerful when dealing with difficult people.
How does patient hearing build emotional authority?
Patient hearing builds emotional authority because it signals control and genuine interest. When you stay calm and attentive while someone vents or challenges you, you earn credibility that no title can give you.
People lower their defenses for someone who has truly heard them. Why is patient hearing so difficult with difficult people?
Difficult people trigger defensiveness. When someone criticizes, dismisses, or escalates, your instinct is to protect yourself by talking back quickly.
That instinct kills the trust patient hearing is designed to build. Slowing down when you feel most like speeding up is the core challenge. What is the difference between patient hearing and passive listening?
Passive listening is simply not talking.
Patient hearing is active and deliberate. You track meaning, hold back your inaction, and show the other person they are being received. It requires self-regulation and full presence, not just silence.
Can patient hearing work with someone who is hostile or aggressive?
Yes, and it is often most effective there. A hostile person expects to be cut off or argued with. When you stay fully present and hear them without flinching, it disrupts that expectation.
The hostility frequently softens because the fuel of being ignored has been removed. How do I practice patient hearing in difficult conversations?
Start by removing the internal rehearsal.
When someone speaks, commit fully to receiving what they say before forming any response.
Use brief acknowledgement to show you are tracking them.
After they finish, pause for 2 seconds before speaking.
Consistency over many conversations is what builds this skill.
Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.